there is a gap you can fill actually, so that, you know, because I don't know whether my voice will reach there or not. And first of all, we would like to welcome all the devotees on this most auspicious day of Sri Ram Navami, the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Ramchandra. This is one of the very, very important festival in Vaishnava tradition. So we would like to thank His Grace Ravi Prabhu and family, and we would like to welcome Manasi Radhika Mataji, Arjun and Atira, who have joined us for some time now. And since they have come, Ravi Prabhu has taken this opportunity to call all the devotees at home. Indeed, in this house, there have been many programs which have been conducted when Manasi Mataji was here before moving to India. So we are once again very fortunate to be in their house. Actually, their Jagannath Baldev Subhadra is in India. They have taken their Gauranithai. Once again, welcome all the devotees. So, with your blessings and permission, we would like to speak something on Ram Katha. So, we will just start with a small invocation song which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing when he started his South India tour and he was visiting everywhere. Very small, and then we will try to speak something. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Oh. Krishna Keshava Tari Ma.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Tari Ma.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Tari Ma.
Krishna Keshava.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna. Wow, my God, what is this name?
Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan.
Yeah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudiraye.
Tato Jayamudiraye.
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu.
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthaki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthaki.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya Cha.
Devaki Nandanaya Cha.
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya.
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya.
Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.
Chakshurum Militam Yena.
Chakshurum Militam Yena.
Shri Gurave Namaha.
Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Om Vishnu Padaya.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya.
Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale.
Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta.
Swami Niti Namine.
Swami Niti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Gauravani Pracharine.
Gauravani Pracharine.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Paschatya Deshatarine.
Paschatya Deshatarine.
Vanchakalpatarubhyascha.
Vanchakalpatarubhyascha.
Kripasindhubhyayavacha.
Kripasindhubhyayavacha.
Bhaktanam Pavanebhyo.
Bhaktanam Pavanebhyo.
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
ಗುರುತಿಷೆ ನಮಃ ತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಭಕ್ತರೂಪಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ
ಸಿಂಧೋ
ದೀನ ಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರೀ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ
ಜಯ
ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ
ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ವಿ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಎಂಬರೆಸ್ಡ್. ಸತೀಶ ಗೋವಿಂದ್ ಗುರು, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ಈಸ್ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮನವಮಿ, ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ. ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಗೆಸ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ಸ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಯಮನ ದೇಶ್, ಮೆಹರ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಅಮಂಗ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸ್, ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಸೊ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ನೋಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ. ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಈಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ನೋನ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ನೋಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಫೋಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ಒನ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಬ್ವಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ವಾಸ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹಾಫ್ ಎನ್ ಅವರ್ ಆರ್ 45 minutes, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಲೋಕೇಟೆಡ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ವುಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಪಿಕ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ. ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿಕ್ಲೇರ್ಡ್ ಯದಾ ಯದಾ ಹಿ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಗ್ಲಾನಿರ್ಭವತಿ ಭಾರತ ಅಭ್ಯುತ್ಥಾನಂ ಅಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ತದಾತ್ಮಾನಂ ಸೃಜಾಮ್ಯಹಂ ಪರಿತ್ರಾಣಾಯ ಸಾಧೂನಾಂ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಚ ದುಷ್ಕೃತಾಂ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪನಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಸಂಭವಾಮಿ ಯುಗೆ ಯುಗೆ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಡಿಸೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ಸೊ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಹಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ನೋ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅಯೋಧ್ಯ ವೆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಬ್ರದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ್, ಭರತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶತ್ರುಘ್ನ. ಲೇಟರ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾರೀಡ್ ಟು ಸೀತಾದೇವಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೈಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್. ಯು ನೋ ಕೈಕೈ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬೂನ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ದಶರಥ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಭರತ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಎನ್ಥ್ರೋನ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಶುಡ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸೈಲ್ ಇನ್ ವನ್ವಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ 14 years. ಸೊ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ದ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪಾನ್ಷನ್, ಹಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೀತಾ. ಸೊ ದೇ ವೆರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ನೋ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಹೌ ಇನ್ ಚಿತ್ರಕೂಟ್ ರಾವಣ ಕೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟೋಲ್ ಸೀತಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಅವೇ ದ ಸೀತಾ ಮಾತಾ ಟು ಲಂಕಾ. ಸೊ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ದೇ ಗಿವ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಲಾಬೊರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಲೀಲಾ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಡ್ ದಟ್ ಸೀತಾದೇವಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅಸಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ. ಹರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ವಿತ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ನೆವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಡ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟ್ಲಿ. ಬಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಟೈಮ್ she had a desire. She desired separately from Lord Ramchandra. What? A golden deer. You know, and the problem started. She desired the golden deer and the problem started from there. So it is said that the soul, which, you know, Sita Devi actually represents many, or maybe, you know, we can anonymous soul as Sita Mata. So soul is always in contact and in company with super soul and serving the super soul, and the soul always cooperates with Lord and has desire as the Lord's own desire. But as soon as the soul's desires become separate, the problem starts. What happens? The soul is captured and sent to the material world, as Sita Mata was captured by Ravana and was taken to Lanka. So all this actually represents something, like Sita Mata, you know, represents soul. Ravana represents conditioned mind. Okay? Ravana. And he has 10 head. So, you know, 10 Gyanindriya and Karmendriya, 5. Also, Lanka is also synonymous of material body, you know, where Sita Mata is kept. So when the soul tries to enjoy separately, as Prabhupada writes in his purport various times, to lord it over to material nature, when we want to enjoy separately from Krishna, a soul wants to enjoy separately from the God, then he is captured by conditioned mind. And then she is put in the material world. And then, although the soul was enjoying very nicely, you know, there is a detailed description how enjoyful it was actually of Sita Mata having in company of Ram in Chitrakoot actually. You know, there is a vivid description, we will not go into detail. Indeed, one time, Sita Mata, when, you know, their marriage was done, she asked Lord Ramchandra that, you know, what is this? You know, we have come here and we are in Ayodhya and we are always surrounded by so many people around. You know, Lord Ramchandra, he was a, you know, a prince. So he was surrounded by so many people and everyone will come and they will not get any privacy. So then Sita Mata said that actually we came from Golok Vrindavan here to enjoy. You know, in the sense that when Sita Mata was pressing the feet of Lord Ramchandra, and Lord Ramchandra in the form of Mahavishnu is laying on the Sheshnag, Ananta Shesh with his 1,000 hoods, he is looking at, you know, Sita Mata. So they don't have privacy there. So they said, come on, you know, we need some privacy. So Ram said, here privacy is not possible. Privacy is possible in material world. So let us go, we'll go there. And then they came here and they were not going on honeymoon. You know, so Sita said, what is this, Ram, what is happening? You should go on honeymoon. Ram said, okay, no problem. Then this honeymoon was organized by Kaikai Tours and Travels. Ram Rao said when he came last time. So she signed them on, you know, trips. Okay, go and enjoy. So, you know, Sita was actually enjoying in the company of Ram. She is always enjoying. And similarly, soul is enjoying in the company of super soul, God. But when the soul has a desire to enjoy separately, then the problem starts. Then, you know, she is captured and put into this material world. And in this way, the soul is separated from the association of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is in brief we spoke, you know, indeed Acharya has given a vivid commentary on this. And by reading these commentaries and by reading this literature, we understand, you know, the purpose behind these pastimes also. Like Srila Prabhupada, he told one time that he wanted to give so much literature, but I think by Lord's arrangement, the time was limited. So Prabhupada, he started his, you know, career, as, you know, it came in Wikipedia also, after 50 years, 70 years, you know. And he didn't have much time, so Prabhupada started with the matured fruit of Vedic literature, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. And then after Srimad Bhagavatam, he wanted to actually write on Ramayana and other literature, but the time was not there. So one time when Prabhupada, he was in America, he had a huge trunk where, you know, he had written so many, you know, his purports and commentaries and things like that, and it was lying in the trunk. And there was nobody to help Prabhupada in the initial days. So few devotees came, and one devotee, his name was Hayagriya Prabhu, he was helping him, and Prabhupada came to know that he is an English professor. He knows English. So Prabhupada asked him, you know, will you please type for me? And Hayagriya Prabhu, he agreed actually. So Prabhupada went inside, opened the trunk, gave a few sheets of pamphlet to Hayagriya Prabhu, and told, okay, go and type this. And Hayagriya Prabhu, immediately he typed, brought it back to Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, thank you very much. And Hayagriya Prabhu asked, okay, you know, there is anything which I can do for you. You know, sometimes devotees ask about service, not knowing that, you know, what will be in the, you know, trunk, what will be there in the box. So sometimes, but when, you know, too much seva come, then we actually, you know, we, you know, go away from it. Say, no, I don't want that seva. So Haygiri Prabhu, Prabhupada took him to the next room, opened the whole trunk, and then Prabhupada said, this was just a trial. You know, this is what you have to type. And then he looked in a shock actually, because he never imagined that Prabhupada will give so much. Like, you know, when Sureswar Prabhu came, he said that Chaitanya Charitamrit was not yet printed. And Prabhupada just gave, I think, a few months, something like that. And he said that you have to do it. And then the devotee said, Prabhupada, it is impossible. And Prabhupada said, impossible is the word only in the full dictionary. You know, so Prabhupada will also give targets. So he said that, okay, type this. And then Haygiri Prabhu, he said, but Prabhupada, this is, you know, lifetime of typing. Prabhupada said, no, several lifetimes. So much actually is there. So Prabhupada wanted to give so much to us, and there is, you know, literature which Prabhupada has left behind, so we should actually take shelter of this. So Sita Devi is kidnapped and kept in Lanka, as the soul is kidnapped and kept in the material body, and the soul is suffering from this condition, and it is not that the Lord is enjoying. You know, sometimes some people say that Lord is not merciful. You know, we are suffering so much in this material world, but what Lord is doing? So he, when the soul is suffering, the Lord is also suffering. When Sita Devi was suffering, Lord Ramchandra was also suffering. And he was actually continuously making plan how to reclaim back this soul, you know, and take it back to him. So therefore, the Supreme Lord is also anxious to be united with the soul, and then he makes plan to reclaim this soul back. And, you know, one of the plan which the Lord devised is actually sends his representative, like Hanumanji, you know, and other devotees. So he sends representatives in the form of, you know, Guru and Srila Prabhupada. And then he is the person who comes in the form of spiritual master to bring back this soul back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So it is said that Lord Ramchandra, he was searching for the assistant, and he came in contact with Hanuman and Sugriv. And then Hanuman and Sugriv, you know, they had so many monkey soldiers. And then Lord Ramchandra, when he came in contact with monkey soldiers, he was roaming with those monkey soldiers. And as you know, those who would have attended the Damodar Leela, I used to always say that Lord Ramchandra, who is he? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what he is doing? He is wandering with monkeys. He is associating with the monkeys. He is taking consultancy from the monkeys. You know, like he was asking Hanuman, how do we search Sita Mata? Where should we go? How should we attack Ravan and things like that?
So
Uddhav,
great.
Uddhav, he is so astonished by this activity of Lord Ramchandra that he is speaking, Kim chitra machyuta tavatait ashesh bandho dasheshu ananya sharane suyadatma satvam yorochiyat sahamrugay swayamishwaranam shrimad kiritatat pidita padapitha. He says that Lord Ramchandra, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and even if he just raises the eyebrow, all the, you know, demigods with their effulgent helmet, they come and they put their helmet at the feet of Lord Ramchandra. That pidit pad pita. They keep all their helmet on the feet of Lord Ramchandra, and he had so much of power. You know, he could even defeat Parshuram and everybody in the world. But what he is doing? He is taking association of monkeys. He is wandering with the monkey. So the question is, Gaurang Prabhu was saying that a person who is very, you know, honored in the society, who is very, very wealthy, will he do like that? Like, for example, here in Abu Dhabi, we have Emirates Palace Hotel, 7-star. And, you know, there are delegates who have come, and there is one sheikh who is going, and while going, he takes one monkey along, you know. And everyone is sitting with, you know, tie, coat, suit, and everyone, and one monkey is also there. So people will ask, oh, who is he? He says, oh, he is my associate. What he will do? He'll give me consultancy. So people will say, okay, you know, contract radda karo aur jao yahan se. Nobody will do like that. But Lord Ramchandra is doing. So he is actually thinking that, my God, you know, what a personality he is that. And seeing this, even Brahmaji, he tells in Srimad Bhagavatam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajokasam, yan mitram paramanandam purna brahma sanatanam. He is saying that these monkeys are so fortunate that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna himself, he is feeding butter with his own hands. to this monkey. You know, we are sometimes we just you know hanker to become one speck of dust at the lotus feet of, you know, the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. But here the same Lord with his own hand he is feeding butter to these monkeys. And therefore, you know, Hanumanji was chosen, and like Hanuman, you know, who jumped the seven ocean, you know, he jumped the ocean and went to Lanka. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he jumped the ocean and, you know, he actually came to the West and he gave bhakti to everyone. And also in Valmiki Ramayana, you know, it is described that Lord Ramchandra, when he was with monkeys and he was managing the monkeys, it was not one, two or three monkeys. Any idea how many monkeys were there? Anybody, any wild guess anybody has?
Crores.
Anything? 10 raised to 10 crores. Anything else? No, Valmiki gives a different method of counting, because you cannot even count, you know, how many monkeys are there. So he says that all of us know crores, right? As you said, 10 raised to crores or whatever. So 1 lakh crore is called one Shankhu in Valmiki Ramayana. 1 lakh Shankhu is called one Mahashankhu. 1 lakh Mahashankhu is called one Vrind. 1 lakh Vrind is called one Padma. 1 lakh such Padma is called one Mahapadma. Not yet over. 1 lakh Mahapadma is called one Kharva. 1 lakh such Kharva is called one Mahakharva. 1 lakh Mahakharva is called one Samudra. 1 lakh Samudra is called one Ogh. And 1 lakh such Ogh is called one Mahaogh. And in Lord Ramchandra's army, there were 100 crores Mahaogh monkeys. Anybody can calculate how many zeros will come in this? I'm sure, you know, we have such a fantastic laptops and all, but those zeros cannot come in that. And those many monkeys were there in the army. So when, you know, the Ravana was given this calculation, he bewildered actually. You know, he fainted. He said, "My God." No. So he was saying that, "No, what is happening actually?" And Lord Ramchandra, he was managing these monkeys in an organized way. You know, nobody was turning, going somewhere here and there. And they were not, you know, the humans. They were not men, but monkeys who are not straight, either horizontally or vertically. You know, it's very difficult for, you know, monkeys to control them. And he was controlling 100 crores Mahaogh monkeys. That means he is supreme personality of Godhead. You know, so Gaurang Prabhu was, once he was saying that if somebody claims to be God, give him few bunch of monkeys. Tell him handle. You know, if he can manage those monkeys, he can claim. You know, otherwise there are so many people who come out and they say, I am God, like that. And, you know, in Bhagavatam, the description is coming that when Rishabhdev, he was depicting his, you know, renunciation leela, and then he was passing stool, and his stool was fragrant for 80 miles. You know, he was Lord. So this is also, you know, kind of a stool test somebody has to give if he claims to be God. So many people, they just come and they say, you know, I am God, like that. It is very, very cheap actually. You know, one person, he came, Prabhupada, and, you know, he told that, you know, my guru, you know, he is God. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, acha, how?" He says, "Whenever he touches me, I get shocked." Prabhupada showed him a socket, electric socket. He said, "Put your hand, you will get a better shock here." You know, this is not what, you know, we accept guru for. So anyway, so there are tens and millions of souls, and Lord is managing all of them actually. He takes care of everyone, you know, in a nice way. And one such soul was selected, who was Hanumanji. So, you know, one such a rare soul was selected by Lord Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, you know, who came and who is, you know, reclaiming all of us actually. So Hanumanji represents Guru or Acharya, and he is the confidential servitor who understands the heart of Lord Sri Ramchandra, and also understands the conditions of the soul, and brings the soul back in the association of the Lord. So the journey of Hanumanji is very, very fascinating. You know, we don't have such much time, but maybe within 10 or 15 minutes we will try to just speak about what challenges Hanumanji faced while going from, you know, India to Lanka, and what actually they represent for us, and how do we can overcome those challenges. So Hanumanji, when he flies from that mountain, Mahendra Parvat, you know, he goes with full speed, and after going with full speed, the first obstacle which comes in his way is Anybody knows? One mountain comes. What is the name of that mountain?
Mainak
mountain. Yes. So the first obstacle which Hanumanji faces is one golden mountain which comes actually. You know, previously mountains could fly. So this Mainak mountain was actually in the ocean. So he flew and came out and he told Hanumanji that your father actually protected me one time. So I want to serve you. You please come and rest here sometime because you are going with full speed and you must be tired. And then Hanumanji, he didn't actually take rest there because he was in the service of the Lord. So this challenge represents complacency in our sadhana. You know, that we become lax, we become very complacent in our sadhana, and particularly in hearing and chanting. You know, as sometimes somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, new, he is very, very enthusiastic. But as he becomes old, you know, the complacency comes inside and he becomes, you know, like me, you know, who does not do his sadhana properly. So we should be very, very enthusiastic. Prashant Prabhu knows this, so he's smiling. So then we become very, very lax in hearing and chanting, particularly this activity actually. Because like Maharaj Parikshit, he was cursed to die within 7 days. So he went and he sat and he heard and took shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, and he was hearing and he was taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, that as if there is nothing in life to come. But what happens that when we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, when we go in the association of devotees, when we go hearing the classes, we might go and sit in the class, but we might not be there in the class, right? You know, sometimes our mind wanders somewhere here and there. You know, we go to some other country, Canada, and you know, then come back. We go to India, then we come back. And so many things are happening actually, and we are not really hearing and taking shelter of Harikatha or Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita like that. We might be nodding, you know, routinely to encourage speaker, okay, I am hearing, I am not sleeping, you know, but we are not really taking the shelter, and we depend too much on our intelligence. Because what is happening in this material world, we have so many problems and we try to tackle all these problems, and what best, you know, place it can be, you know, to come in Harikatha and tackle our problem, that, you know, why did this happen, you know, why I can't do this, you know, we depend too much on our mind. You know, like, but when example is given, when Parikshit Maharaj came and he was hearing Shukdev Goswami, he was not thinking, what would have happened? Why should I have put, you know, this deadly serp on the Shamik Rishi? What went wrong? You know, how should I contract with the Takshak? How should I deal with, you know, can I remove my sword and cut him off or something like that? No, he forgot everything actually. When he was hearing Katha, he was fully absorbed in hearing Katha. When, you know, a pure devotee chants, he is absorbed in chanting. But we are wandering here and there. So therefore, you know, we think that let me first solve my problems and then I will take shelter later. So our faith is tested, and many times many devotees, they don't even come to the programs. And if you ask, Hari Bol Prabhu, where were you? He said, no, too many problems, too much busy, I cannot come. So, you know, Hanumanji was offered this, that, okay, you know, you are doing your sadhana very nicely, you are serving the Lord, you are going in full speed, but please come, sit down here, you know, take little rest. Now you have become senior devotee, you know, please don't work so much, you know, senior devotees don't work, you know, we will tell junior devotees to work. So all this laxity comes into our mind and we think that, oh, 15 years in Krishna consciousness, the number of years doesn't count actually, you know, it is the sincerity of the heart which can affect on. So what is the solution? What did Hanumanji do? Anybody knows what did Hanumanji do? He touched the mountain and went away. So he actually kept, you know, his promise. He just touched, he did the needful and went away. So the solution is that we should also do needful. We have to overcome complacency with enthusiasm. So we should be enthusiasm to serve the Lord, enthusiasm to do our sadhana, our, you know, seva. Otherwise it becomes very, very difficult. And the second challenge which Hanumanji, when he was flying, what was the second challenge? Who came in between? Anybody knows? No. She came later. Anybody knows? Yeah, one serpent. What was the name of the serpent? A deadly big serpent came opening her mouth. Her name was Sursa. Sursa came in between. She was a huge big snake goddess, and she got a benediction from Brahmaji that anyone who passes from here has to enter your mouth, and only then he can go. So when Hanumanji came, Sursa also came in between and started expanding her mouth. Then Hanumanji also expanded. 10 yojan. She became 20 yojan. Hanumanji became 40 yojan. She became 80 yojan. Hanumanji became 100 yojan. She became 200 yojans. Like this, you know, the competition was going on. And then Hanumanji became very, very insignificant. Came inside the mouth and came out. And then Sursa, she became very, very happy and she said that you are very intelligent. You know, and therefore, Hanumanji says, okay, I actually kept the promise that I entered in your mouth and came out. So Sursa gave the blessings and told Hanumanji to go. So this second challenge, what it represents is competition. No? Spirit of competition in seva. Or maybe the mentality to do better than others. So it says that when we have this mentality that, you know, what Prabhu is doing, I can do better than him. Then, you know, we want to show something. That, okay, she can sing this song, I can sing this song. She can preach this way, I can preach in this way. You know, he can play nice kartar, I can play nice mridanga. Now, whatever it is actually, you know, so many examples can be given. So the competitive spirit spoils the whole mood of seva. You know, and we are trying to do seva, but instead of doing seva, we are more focusing on other things actually, other aspect, that we are trying to tell other devotees that, you know, what sevas I am doing, you know, just see. And this is based on false pride. You know, like one time there was a Brahmin, you know, who was doing his all services pakka on time. And one time, it was a time for doing his Gayatri and he did not wake up. So Kali personified came and he woke him up. And then Brahman, you know, fatafat he did his Gayatri and then he asked, he wanted to thank this guy. So he said, who are you? He said, I am Kali. He said, oh, you have changed your role? You are same Kali or you have reformed? You know, how can you do like this to me? He said, no, if I would have actually not woken up you, then, you know, you would have become too humble. You know, thinking that, you know, I lost my time and all this thing. And by becoming humble, you would have made great progress. So, you know, I just wanted to pamper your false pride, you know, your ego, so that you go like that. So anyway, so this kind of competition is not good actually. It is not favorable for our Krishna consciousness. So whatever we do, we should do best in a way which will inspire other devotees to do better. You know, like one time I remember in Chapati temple when there was a book distribution was going on and the temple came on a highest, you know, number and some devotees very enthusiastically presented in front of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. And Radhanath Maharaj, he told that we want to distribute tens and millions of books and still want to come last. Now that means other temples have done better than us. So this should be the spirit. One time when His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, you know, he would distribute books like tons. And then, you know, he will do in such a way that will inspire other devotees actually to do more. You know, it should not be that I just run and everyone is behind. You know, I should run in such a way that, you know, there are people who are actually, you know, enthused to do more services. Otherwise, sometimes what happens that if senior devotees or, you know, dedicated devotees, they are not doing service, it actually spoils the mood for other devotees also. They think that, you know, why should we do services? So enthusiastically, we should do the services. So what is the solution? You know, what the lesson we can learn, which is very important, that whenever we try to do this, we should always take immediately humble position. And, you know, we should become humble. And then by humility, you know, we can do so many things. So there might be difference of opinion, there might be, you know, many things, but Krishna likes variety. Like, you know, so many varieties are presented to the Lord. It is not that by singing only I will become good in, you know, Krishna's eye, or just by giving lecture I will become good in Krishna's eye, or just by playing mridanga or kartal I will become good in Krishna's eyes. No, there are so many varieties. I can make good, you know, prasadam for Krishna, I can make best garland for Krishna, I can read for Krishna, I can breathe for Krishna actually. So when we do this actually, and there is a variety on the plate, you know, there is not one item kept for Krishna, you know, there are so many items which are kept on the plate, and when we have varieties, it becomes beautiful actually, you know, the varieties make the items very, very beautiful and palatable. So this is the challenge as far as service is concerned. So we should engage ourselves more in variety in serving Krishna. The third challenge with Hanumanji faced, where his movement was arrested. When he was flying, at one point he got stuck. You know, there was no progress. What was it? Simhika. You know, Simhika came and she had a benediction that she could actually grab anybody's shadow and that person will not move. So what that Simhika represents? The acharyas give us commentary. The Simhika represents anybody? what could Simhika represent? Simhika represents envy. You know? Because when we are envious, the nature of envy is you catch someone's dark spot, latch on him and drag him down. You know? This is what generally envious people do. You know? We just try to find one fault in anybody, in devotee, and because of that one fault, you know, we just hammer it around and try to bring that devotee from that fault. So it is related to false ego. And by doing this, we are eager to prove that, you know, I am better than other, you know. So because everyone, not everyone is pure, you know, we are faulty actually. So many faults are there in us. And rather than looking at the fault of the devotees, we should try to look at, you know, good thing and try to magnify it. You know, there are one time when Gaurang Prabhu came here in Abu Dhabi, he was actually giving a class where he was saying there are 6 kind of people, you know. There are one who sees only bad. Yeah, they can't see any good. The second person is, he sees bad and good, but concentrates on bad. There are third type of people who sees bad and good, concentrates on good. Then there are other people, you know, who does not see bad at all. And the other people, they see good and bad and concentrate more on good. And there are some people who see little good actually and they magnify it, you know, like Lord Shiva. So, so we should, you know, try to become that. Otherwise what happens that if we want to show that I am more advanced and which I am not actually, so what I will do, because I cannot show that I am advanced, I try to pull other devotee down so that he comes on my level. So that, you know, at least, you know, I become better than him, or, you know, things like that. So this is all commentary of Acharya. It is not from my heart. Obviously I also have so many shortcomings in me. But the important lesson what we can learn on this day of Ram Navami is never to look at the fault of the devotees, never to look at the dark side, whatever it is actually. Once a person who has come in the movement, Krishna consciousness, what is his past, forget it. You know, don't look around actually. And whatever he does, you know, we should try actually to fan it. You know, do it good actually. Otherwise there is a, you know, huge propensity to criticize, do prajalpa, gossip. And if somebody says, Prabhu, I think, you know, this devotee is like, I also think like that. You know, immediately. You know, and if there is anything good, nothing comes out of the mouth. And if somebody says, Prabhu, that devotee is so nice, so what? You know, like, you know, we are not ready to speak. So one time, you know, there was sometime, you know, devotees will fight, and Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's guru, you know, he will call both the devotees. And then he will say, okay, you speak something good about him. And he has never spoken good about that other devotee. So he is at actually risk, you know, and he is thinking, my God, I don't know, because never I have spoken good. How can I speak something good? But he is standing in front of his guru and he has to actually, you know, tax his brain so much, and he will find one good quality. And Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur say, speak more, you know, and then he will tax again his mind and he will find another good quality. You know, like this, and then he will tell other devotee to speak good about this devotee. And he will tax his mind, he will speak one good thing about that. And slowly, slowly they will speak about, you know, so many good things that they will forget. Oh my God, this person has so many good qualities. You know, so this was the, you know,
amazing.
The method Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur would deal with the devotees. So the solution is, how did Hanumanji tackle this envy? He went inside, he came down, entered in Simhika's heart and ripped it apart. You know, he actually completely destroyed Simhika. So similarly, you know, we have to completely destroy this envy. Because there are 6 anarthas. All the 5 anarthas can be used in Krishna's service. We can use anger. Hanumanji used anger in Krishna's service. Arjuna used anger in Krishna's service. We can use everything, you know, but we cannot use envy in Krishna's service. Very, very dangerous actually. You know, anger, lust, greed, pride. You can become greedy for Krishna. You know, you can become proud that I am soul. You know, I am part and parcel of Krishna. That pride is good. But you can never become envy in Krishna's service. So this is complete no-no. So Hanumanji completely ripped it apart. So similarly, we have to enter in the heart, our heart, and, you know, completely rip apart this enemy. And then the way is to appreciate devotees. The practice of Krishna conscious process is very, very mysterious. In the beginning, it appears very simple. But as we advance, you know, we come to know, oh my God, Krishna consciousness is so, so heavy. You know, and Prabhupada always said, it is a sublime process, simple for the simple and complex for the complex. So if we can maintain this simplicity, because the first quality as per Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, which I sent in Nectar and Mellows also many times, is Saralata. Saralata means simplicity. If a person can remain simple, nothing like that, you know, he will become a pure devotee. But the problem is that we cannot remain simple. You know, the ways of the material world is so complex, and even our education is so complex, where we are taught that if you want to become number one, you have to pull everyone down and then come up. You know, this is what the mentality which has been, you know, koot koot ki hamare mein bhari hui hai. So it is very, very difficult for us to appreciate and, you know, deal with devotees in such a way. And then what happens when we speak about services, we give more priority to services which can be seen and appreciated. You know? Like I sing, I preach, I manage, I play kartal, I cook nicely so that devotees will say, oh, Prabhuji or Mataji, you are such a nice cook. You know, so all this kind of, and hearing, chanting, reading Srimad Bhagavatam goes, you know, because nobody watches actually except Krishna. Nobody knows that, you know, what kind of sadhana we are doing. So therefore, you know, we have, all our activities have undercurrent of appreciation. And therefore, if we apply this appreciation for others, we can conquer envy. So this is the way. And, you know, progress in bhakti is not a matter of mechanically, routinely following the principles, you know, day in and day out. One has to introspect and analyze where I am going and heading towards my life. And the answer is not to be envious. And like, you know, how Prabhupada gave so many examples, how he used to appreciate devotees. You know, like one time, I, you know, very often give this example, which I heard from His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu. You know, he said that one time Prabhupada was giving lecture on 12 Mahajanas, and he was very, very nicely explaining, and all the devotees were getting so much of enthusiasm. So one devotee was so happy, he got up in between the lecture and he told Prabhupada, I think you are 13th Mahajan. And Prabhupada said, yes, and you are 14th. Prabhupada actually appreciated that devotee. So, you know, one devotee, he actually came to Prabhupada and he told that, Prabhupada, I am very sorry, but I think I have to go to jail, because, you know, this police is after me and they are catching me, so I have to go to jail. So if there is any other devotee on this, you know, we'll say, what fallen soul, you know, what you have done. But Prabhupada said, oh, Krishna was also born in jail. No problem. Go to jail. And then Prabhupada asked him, okay, but tell me the reason why you want to, you know, why you are going to jail? What forces you to go to jail? And then he told that, Prabhupada, before coming to Krishna consciousness, you know, I was dealing in drugs. And therefore, you know, now, you know, they caught it actually and I'm going. Prabhupada said, no problem, I was also dealing in drugs. Prayag Pharmacy. I had my pharmacy. So no problem, we are in the same business. And then Prabhupada said, okay, don't worry, you go to jail, chant Krishna's holy name very, very sincerely, and then everything will be taken care. And that devotee went in the jail, started preaching in the jail. They made devotees there, and everyone started, you know, chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So when superintendent, he came in the morning, you know, one kaidi, you know, one the prisoner, he told, Hari Bol. And, you know, he got shocked, my God, what is this? You know, everyone is getting transformed. So he was actually came out. He said that, you are more dangerous inside than outside. You know, you are changing all the people. All the criminals are becoming Hare Krishna devotees. So then, you know, like Prabhupada protected him. So he will appreciate. You know, one more example which I heard from Gaurang Guru's class is that he was saying that one time Prabhupada told one devotee to make a painting. And he told that, you know, Krishna having separation from gopis, you know, this painting he has to make. So he, you know, put all the gopis and, you know, middle he had a rock where Krishna is sitting like this. You know, so he conceptualized that, you know, Krishna in separation, you know, like in material world, we see, you know, we are like Majnu, you know, we are sitting like this. So he made like this, and when Prabhupada saw, he said, my God, what is this? Krishna is never like this, you know. But actually he didn't want to, you know, discourage him in the earlier days. So Prabhupada said, okay, no problem. You had made a perfect painting. The only thing is you change the title. You know, instead of Krishna in separation from gopis, you give the title Krishna having headache. Because that lila is there. That lila is anyway there. You know, gopis, they gave their dust actually for the headache. So Prabhupada appreciated like this. He said, okay, no problem. You know, painting is bona fide. There is no problem in the painting. So only change the title. You know, like this Prabhupada will actually encourage. So anyway, Hanumanji was flying in the full speed again, reaching near the Lanka. And he entered actually in the Lanka and he had fourth challenge. What was that? Lankini. Yes. Lankini. You know, Hanumanji became very small like a cat there and trying to enter. And Lankini could figure out that, you know, he is not monkey, he is, you know, he is not cat actually. And then she stopped. She said, hey, where are you going? And Hanumanji said, I'm going inside. He said, this is Ravana's kingdom, you can't go. Hanumanji said, the whole earth because, you know, belongs to Lord Ramchandra. And then, you know, there is an argument between Lankini and Hanumanji, and Hanumanji gives one slap, thud, to Lankini, and she goes 800 miles and, you know, falls and comes down. And then, you know, she apologizes to Hanumanji, you know, falls at Hanumanji's feet and says, you know, I'm sorry, I could not recognize you, but I'm very happy now. So Hanumanji says, why? You know, after having one slap, you are happy. Should I give one more? So she says, no, Brahmaji gave me this benediction that, you know, one monkey will come, and when he will slap you, you know, that will be the time when the Lankas will be destroyed. So this Lankini, she represents false ego. So false ego, this is most subtle and most difficult to tackle, you know, because see, we have gross material body, then we have subtle body, mind, intelligence and false ego. And as we go more subtle, it becomes more difficult to tackle actually. So when a guru or a preacher goes for preaching, he faces so many problems, so many obstacles. You know, Lankini like people, they come and say, don't preach here. This is not your area. Like Prabhupada, he used to say that all these immigration officers, they are like dogs. You know, when I'm going to any country, they are, you know, shouting, barking, wow, 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 why have you come here? Who are you? You know, like I remember this time when I went to South India Yatra, we landed in Trivandrum. And in Trivandrum, you know, he looked at my passport, he looked at me, I think he saw my address, I'm from Bombay, and he's saying, why you are coming to Kerala? Actually, I got very angry, but I controlled my anger somehow. And then I said, I came for darshan of Lord Anant Padmanabh. And he was not aware who is Lord Anand Padmanabh. You know, I was so shocked actually. So he's asking me, why are you here? I said, I'm Indian man. You know, I'm not some alien, you know, coming from some other planet to destroy our, you know, Kerala. So, but he asked me, why you are here? I was so shocked. So Prabhupada used to say that these are actually, you know, dogs. They are barking and they are asking, why you are here? Why you are here? Why you are coming here? So things like that. So whenever a preacher goes, he faces so many problems, you know. And then, like for example, when we are going to distribute books, you know, we face so many problems. Gaurang Prabhu gives this, you know, very unique example. He says that wherever he used to go for distributing books, you know, people will see from their keyhole, you know, that one bald person, very strange looking person is there, and they will shout from inside, oh, we have everything, we have all Bhagavad Gita, we don't want anything. So he thought that, my God, you know, because I am dressing like this, anybody looking at me will not come forward. So what he used to do, he will preach youth, you know, and then he will take one, you know, youth with, you know, nice hair with him, and then he'll keep him inside of the keyhole, you know, in front of the keyhole, and then, you know, he'll ring the bell, and somebody will look, oh, somebody different actually with, you know, so they will open the door, and immediately Gaurang Prabhu will go inside, and he'll start, you know, explaining about the book. He'll say, but you are not here, from where you came? He'll say, no, you will not allow me to come. So, you know, so actually a preacher has to devise means and ways. Like, for example, here we can't do book distribution. So we can do e-book distribution, you know, there is a facility which is given. So you just take somebody's address, Lakshmi, send the books from India to their Indian, you know, place. So we have to actually, you know, go on and devise different ways of, you know, preaching. Like here also we are doing some kind of preaching, you know, it's not full-fledged. But whenever we go to distribute this message, and Krishna says that anyone who distributed this message of mine is, you know, I am very, very happy with him, and he is the most dear to me. So therefore, you know, the people, they want to push you away. You know, they don't want to listen about Krishna. Because if you go and tell anybody that I want to tell you something about Krishna, you know, he'll say so many things about Krishna. He'll say as if, you know, they will try to preach Bhagavad Gita to us, but they will not recognize. So it is said that when Prabhupada, he actually, you know, went, he faced so many challenges, so many problems, you know, like Hanumanji. He has to face so many things. So when he will go to, you know, Lankini, like people will come. And one time one person in airport, he told Prabhupada, he said that, what is this, you know, all your disciples and followers, they are so much, you know, wherever we are going, they come with us, after, you know, taking a book. So we go to airport, they come, we go to bus stand, they come, and they are distributing in the malls, they are distributing books. They are like bookworms. And Prabhupada said, it is better to be bookworms than stool worms. Because if you don't read book and understand who you are, you know, you might take birth as a stool worm. So he will say so many things like this. So Prabhupada, once he was preaching in MIT, and he questioned actually. He said that your college name is MIT, but where is Almighty? You know? Where is the department which is teaching the difference between the soul and the super soul? You know, if that department is not there, don't call this, you know, college as MIT. This is actually Maya's institute. In other time, Harvard, Prabhupada was giving a class, and one person, he asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is the mark on your face? And Prabhupada asked, what is the mark on your neck? You know, tie. So he was looking at his tie, because nobody asked him this question, that why you are wearing a tie. You know, did somebody ask that why we are wearing a tie? We are just wearing a tie. So he couldn't figure out, and he was looking constantly on his tie, and he got confused. He got so confused, he sat down actually and started thinking that why I am wearing a tie. You know, he never questioned. No, we should question why we are doing what we are doing. This is what Radha Gopinath Prabhu says. That anything we do, we should question why we are doing what we are doing. Otherwise, we are just doing chanting for what? We are doing everything for what actually? So he was looking, and the whole question answer session of half an hour was over, and he was still looking at his tie thinking why I am wearing a tie. And Prabhupada then later told him, he said, when sadhu comes, ask relevant question. Don't ask this kind of question which has no relevance. You know, which you don't know. Why I am putting this mark? You first ask, who am I? Why I am suffering? Why I am here? All these questions you ask. So therefore, you know, there are so many things. One, you know, Prabhupada past time, Prabhupada asked a few of his disciples in India. He said, who is greater? Me or Mahatma Gandhi? And they got shocked. He said, Prabhupada is asking what kind of question? You know, in India, obviously, you know, you can't openly say. So then the devotees were confused and they kept quiet. And Prabhupada said, then they asked Prabhupada, okay Prabhupada, you only reply. Prabhupada said, I am great. I am greater than Mahatma Gandhi. And everyone thought, what is this? You know, Prabhupada, how can you know himself say? And then Prabhupada, he proved, he said, see, Mahatma Gandhi drove away the Britishers. And I engaged Britishers in my service. And then there was one Britisher actually who was giving chamar to Prabhupada. And then he said, see, look at him. He said that I engaged Britishers. You know, and he said that the Britishers, when they came to Jagannath Puri, they couldn't figure out that one day of before Rath Yatra, there is nobody in Jagannath Puri. One day after Rath Yatra, there is nobody in Jagannath Puri. On the day of Rath Yatra, there are 10 lakh people. They couldn't figure out actually, and they tried hard to stop Jagannath Rath Yatra. It couldn't start. And Prabhupada said that you Britishers could not stop Jagannath Rath Yatra in India, but I started Jagannath Rath Yatra in London. Hari Bol! Shri Prabhupada ki! Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya ki! So Prabhupada, he told that now Britishers, they claimed that, you know, there is sun never sets in the British Empire. He said the sun has already set in British Empire, but the sun never sets in ISKCON, because round the clock 24 hours, somewhere there is Darshan Arati going on, somewhere there is Mangal Arati going on, somewhere there is Vaikalika Arati going on, somewhere everything is going on. And you know, we have all around the world, we have our temples. So this is how he is, you know, preacher. He is so fearless actually. He just goes on preaching and taking forward the movement of, you know, the Lord. And as you know, Hanumanji was going, he was not afraid. He just gave one slap to Lankini, dhat. And then, you know, he just entered fearlessly in Lanka, and rest is the story which we know, that how, you know, he went, met Sita Mata, destroyed Ashok Vatika, you know, he burned the whole Lanka in anger and went back to Lord Sri Ramchandra, and he gave the message. So this is what, you know, the Ramayana teaches us all about, that the Hanumanji, who represents a acharya, a guru, you know what he does. So whenever we do our bhakti, we might face so many challenges. These four are, you know, just for an, you know, indication. But there might be so many challenges, and if we can, you know, try to understand that how we can overcome these challenges, you know, we can actually progress in the bhakti, and we can please Lord Ramchandra. So I would just like to summarize that the first challenge Hanumanji faced was Mainaka Mountain, which represents complacency in our sadhana. And what is the solution? That we should do the needful, and we have to overcome this complacency with enthusiasm. You know, that the continuous enthusiasm should be there. Otherwise, we become very, very lax. You know, after, you know, senior devotee syndrome comes into us. The second challenge which Hanumanji faced was, who came in between? Sursa. What she represents? See, our span is, this is competition. Sursa represents competition. And how we can overcome? Being humble, yes. Hanumanji became very small, entered in the mouth, came out. So humility is the crux actually. Trinadapi sunichena tararava sahishtuna amanina manadena kirtane sadahari. Hanumanji progressed and he faced third challenge. What was the third challenge on the path of bhakti? Who came in between? Simhika. So Simhika, she came. And how Hanumanji tackled Simhika? What did he do? Yeah. He went inside and ripped apart. So what Simhika represents?
Envy.
And how can we tackle envy? By cutting it down. How will you cut it down? not chanting. Chanting is obviously there, but how? What is the best way? Appreciation. Very right. So we should appreciate devotees. The more we appreciate devotees, you know, indeed when we appreciate devotees, we come closer to devotees. So, so third challenge, and then the fourth challenge is what? Lankini. What it represents?
False ego.
And what is the solution?
Slap.
So we should not slap other devotees. Or we should not slap the material, you know, world people. Like, you know, this is the difference between, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the other incarnation. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Sara Siromani? You know, they say, Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaur Chandra Sabavatar Sara Siromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Avatar Sara, Gora Avatar. You know, the Sara of Avatar, Sara Siromani is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because whenever any other incarnation came, they came with their Astra Shastra. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with their associates actually. And he destroyed the mentality, the demonic mentality of people and not the, you know, the people him, you know, themselves. So he converted Jagai and Madhai, you know, by giving Krishna Prem. You know, Doyal to nahi hai, mar khai prem de, Doyal to nahi hai. He prays that Nityananda Prabhu, you know, where you will find such a compassionate personality that whom you are beating and, you know, he is giving you mercy. Otherwise, you know, you give one slap, you know, the some person will give two. You say, okay, you know, ek ke badle do, 1, 2 ka 4. You know, you give four slap to him actually. So this is why, but what Nityananda Prabhu is doing, that eman dayal, dayal to nahi hai, mar khai prem de, dayal to nahi hai. You hit him and he is giving mercy to you. You will sometimes give, you know, get totally bewildered that what is this. You know, there was one time one sadhu, you know, he saw that one bichu, what we say in English?
Scorpion.
Scorpion. The one scorpion actually fell into the pond and he was removing the scorpion. And as he was taking the scorpion, because of the fear, he was biting. You know, dank mara tha. Kya bolte isko dank marne ka? Sting. He was stinking actually. And then, you know, the sadhu was, you know, again losing the scorpion and again saw that scorpion is going and, you know, actually, you know, dying in the water. He will again pick him up. And then he will again stink and he again fall it down. Then he will again take it actually. The fourth time it goes down. And then, you know, he is actually dying in the water, but sadhu is again taking actually with his, you know, blooded hand. And one person is looking and he is saying that, oh sadhu, you know, he is stinging you so much actually. You know, why you are actually protecting him? Then sadhu said, what is his nature? His nature is to stink. He is not living his nature. He is such a, you know, foolish animal, you know, adham animal. He is not living his nature. So how could I live my nature? My nature is compassion. How can I live the compassion? So therefore, you know, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, we should not go and, you know, slap people right, left and center on the face. You know, only Prabhupada could do this. No, we cannot, because many a time Prabhupada will deal, you know, people in such a way that sometimes we'll get bewildered. You know, one time Prabhupada said that these people, they call themselves Vedantis. You know, with my fist I will break their teeth and they will become Vedantis. You know, like that Prabhupada could say. And you know, Prabhupada in one lecture he told that with my boot I can, I can kick Maya. You know, can we say like this? No, obviously we cannot. We cannot imitate, you know, great souls, you know, like Prabhupada. One time Prabhupada was giving the lecture and one person got up and he told Prabhupada, have you seen the God? No, are you seeing the God? Prabhupada said, yes, but you are coming in between, sit down. Like Prabhupada was very, very fearless. He will tell so many things to scientists. He will say rascals, mudas, and you know, nobody will even get, you know. Like one time, you know, very famous, you read Hare Krishna Challenge, that book. In that one lady, she comes to Prabhupada and he, you know, she says, you know, why you people are bald-headed? And then, you know, shaved head, you know, like that she asked. And Prabhupada said, why you have shaved leg? You know, she was wearing a small mini and she got very shy actually, you know, that what is this actually? And then Prabhupada said, it is better to have, you know, warm leg and cool head. To understand philosophy, that is important. So Prabhupada could deal, you know, in various ways. We can't go and tell somebody, you know, like one person, he became a devotee, he went to his house, and then his mother was telling him, no, what is this, you are not eating the food cooked by me. So he said, no, because you are putting onion and all this thing, you know, I can't eat. And then she said, no, beta, but main teri maa hoon. He said, tu maa nahi hai, tu maya hai. Like this, if we start telling, you know, what will be our fate actually? Nobody will become devotee. So we should understand how to deal. That is also very important. You know, we cannot say bluntly on the face of anybody. You know, we have to maintain that thing. So we should think about ways and means of giving the message. You know, like I'll give an example. One sannyasi, he actually went and he was giving halwa prasadam to people. And in America, nobody accepts, you know, strange thing actually. So nobody was accepting. Then he said that actually today is my wife's birthday. You know, please accept this. And in birthday in America means big thing actually. Oh, birthday, you know. So they took. So, you know, they don't know that sannyasi, they don't have wife. You know? So you're saying today is, you don't understand, huh? What is this? So he said that today is my wife's birthday and he will give prasadam like this. So we should have ways and means. So anyway, thank you very, very much for your patient listening. I think overshoot 10-15 minutes. I apologize for that. So this is very nice that we are assembling here and speaking about Lord Sri Ramchandra and his servitor, you know, his eternal associate, Lord Hanumanji. Sri Ramchandra Bhagwan ki
Jai.
Sri Hanuman ji ki
Jai.
Sri Ramchandra Bhagwan ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Tai Gaur Premanandi.
Jai.